Think of a classic fairy tale. There's a hero and a villain. A sweet message behind the story, at least if we're thinking Disney. There's, for the most part, a common theme, good versus evil. Now, I know that the Bible is not some fairy tale, but that theme can be seen throughout it. A Christian's battle between good and evil is not a war that we can win without God. There are three things that we have to realize about this fight. The world will try to make us lose, we need a good mindset about it, and we cannot win the fight without God. Let's look at how the world influences us. People everywhere you go, even your friends, are going to try to get you to do wrong. They're going to make sin sound good. They shove the reasons that you should do it down your throat and say things like, it's not that big of a deal, don't worry about it, or my personal favorite, chill out. I've heard all of these plenty of times before. Worldly people are also going to desensitize you to doing wrong. The things that they do will stick with you. Let's take, for example, cursing. It's a thing that we hear everywhere nowadays, and unfortunately, we're forced to almost get used to it. Not only that, it could be talking about an inappropriate topic. It's the little things that we might barely notice that can be the most harmful. Our ungodly friends are going to be harmful to us as well. Having ungodly friends can be tough, to say the least. Let's see what the Bible says about this. If you'll turn to Proverbs 12:26, it says, "The righteous should choose his friends carefully, for the way of the wicked leads them astray." Another verse is one that you've probably heard before. 1 Corinthians 15:33 says, "Evil company corrupts good habits." Worldly friends are going to affect you in a good or bad way, whether you like it or not. Now, a way that we can combat bad influences is by getting in the right mindset about it. Not saying certain things or not acting a certain way is just simply not enough. We should practice knowing the right thing in God's eyes. We have God's laws, the government's laws, and we have our own sense of right and wrong. Get used to making your own sense of right and wrong equal to God's. The scripture has some good verses about having your mind set on good things and not wavering from them. First, turn with me to Proverbs 2:20. It says, "So that you may walk in the way of goodness and keep to the paths of righteousness." Let's also go to Romans 12 and see verses 2 and 9. Verse 2 says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Verse 9 says, "Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good." In verse 9 it says, abhor. We don't hear that one too often. Abhor means to hate, or to detest. We should hate evil, simply put. A part of getting in the right mindset about it is accepting that the only way that we can win this battle is with God. Trying to rely on ungodly friends will result in a loss. They won't save your soul, God will. Godly friends, on the other hand, are going to positively influence you. Those are the kinds of people that we need to be around. They believe in the same things as you, and they understand all of the struggles, or most of the struggles, that we go through as Christians in the world today. I know that godly friends have helped me through plenty of times where I was really low emotionally and in my walk with Christ. Finally, one verse that can encourage us to win this fight is Romans 12:21. "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." We can overcome evil with good. Now, God is good, so we can also see this as we can overcome evil with God. Let's think back to what I said about fairy tales. In our fairy tale, God is always the hero. We are the supporting characters in the story, fighting the battle against the devil and evil, and going to God for guidance. Trying to overcome evil alone will ultimately not end too well. We need God to win this lifelong battle. We have to look to Him and to Him alone. Thank you.